Hey, I'm Carl Azus with 10 minutes of commercial-free news for the classroom. First up, President Obama has issued a new executive order. Part of it will make it illegal for U.S. government agencies to provide local police forces with certain kinds of military-style equipment. So this could include some types of camouflage uniforms, certain guns, grenade launchers, and bayonets, and some armored vehicles that move on tracks like tanks do. Until now, the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security may have provided this equipment to police. The president's executive order doesn't need congressional approval, but it's limited. It does not make it illegal for police forces to get military-style gear. They just have to get it from private sellers instead of the federal government. The president hopes the order will help build trust between citizens and police.
You know, we've seen how militarized gear can sometimes give people a feeling like there's an occupying force as opposed to a force that's part of the community that's protecting them and serving them.
The order also requires police departments to get special permission for equipment like riot gear, helmets, and drones. The president of the Fraternal Order of Police says the equipment is used, quote, for a protective reason, not an offensive purpose. The organization's concerned the new rules could put police officers at risk. Up next today, the Iraqi city of Ramadi. It's about 70 miles west of the capital of Baghdad. It's fallen to the ISIS terrorist group. Local tribes and the Iraqi military have been fighting ISIS for control of Ramadi since last year. A CNN military analyst says the loss of this city is a huge setback to Iraqi forces and to the U.S. strategy to defeat ISIS. Thousands of civilians have fled Ramadi, headed to safer areas of Iraq. The country is planning a counterattack with help from controversial militias supported by Iran. And the U.S. is leading ongoing airstrikes at ISIS targets inside Ramadi. We're crossing two oceans on today's CNN Student News Roll Call in Kailua, Hawaii. It's on the island of Oahu. We've got the junior surf riders of Kailua Intermediate School. Across the Pacific and across the country in Manasquan, New Jersey, it's the Warriors up next of Manasquan High School. And across the Atlantic in the English county of Cumbria, it's great to see the students of Kirkby Kendall School from the United Kingdom. Amtrak commuter trains are running again between Philadelphia and New York, but investigators still don't know what exactly led to the derailment of train 188 last Tuesday, killing eight people and injuring more than 200. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the accident. One question it's asking is why the train sped up to 106 miles per hour ahead of a 50 mile per hour curve. It's asked the FBI to look into whether some sort of projectile hit the train before the crash. There's a mark on the train's windshield, and at least two other trains have reported being hit by something near train 188's crash site. Officials say the engineer did not report being hit by anything. He had a concussion and other injuries, and investigators say he can't remember anything about the crash. When the rail line reopened to commuters yesterday morning, CNN was there.